Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In six states, you'll find a new checkbox on your state tax form this year. These are for military family relief funds. By checking the box, taxpayers can choose to contribute all or some of their refund to these families. And the idea is so popular, 21 more states are considering legislation to create their own funds. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, how does this work?
It's an effort by states to help out reservists and National Guard members who've been called up in the war on terrorism. The money collected goes to families who frequently run into financial problems when the father or mother is called up for active duty. The distribution procedure varies state by state, but generally local reserve organizers, who know which families have been hit hardest by these call-ups, make basic grants of $500 or $1,000 to tide these families over. Joyce Razor at the National Military Family Association says close to a third of all reservists called to active duty suffer a drop in pay during their service.
But these families have made commitments in terms of a mortgage, rent, car payment based on that service member's civilian pay. And so they often encounter some financial issues if a car breaks down or the water heater goes out or you have a cold winter and the utility bill goes up, where they need this kind of short-term support.
John, do we know how much money this refund plan has raised for these military families so far?
$400,000 so far this year in the six states that have the checkboxes. Conceivably, there's the potential for a lot more, although no one could tell me how many people get refunds from their state income taxes. But these military family funds compete with a lot of other good causes. Depending on the state, there are tax form checkoffs for wildlife and environment projects, cancer research, clean campaign funds. In Illinois, which had the first military family fund last year, that checkbox was the fourth in popularity, receiving about 11% of all the refunds contributed by state taxpayers.
Does this affect the funds that states get in any way? I mean, is there something in this for states other than the sort of the goodness of their hearts?
It's a little better than a charitable contribution, which reduces the tax revenue that goes to the state. It doesn't cost them anything to add another checkbox to the income tax forms. Plus, it's a convenient way for taxpayers to help out local reservists and their families in their own state. Many states have been stepping into what they say is a breach in federal support for military families, giving reservists extra tax breaks and discounts on state fees. Later today on Marketplace, we're checking into whether Dan Rather's exit from the CBS anchor desk this week will lead to fundamental change in the nightly news shows.
Thanks, John. John Dimsdale of Marketplace from American Public Media.